Army launches new recruiting ad campaign. 18th of February 2007, this is Reverend Simulator for Run News. Washington, D.C. Disappointed with recruiting rates, the U.S. Army has launched a new recruiting advertising campaign to interest young men in joining the all-voluntary branch of military service. Major General Beans Broccoli whined,
"The offer of a free college education isn't doing the trick. Neither is the awarding of millions of dollars of taxpayers' money as incentives to join. Especially during the times of war, young men are less and less likely to be tempted by such incentives when they realize that they may not live to graduate or cash their checks."
Whiny bastard. The recruiting ads are aimed at men rather than women, because it is the male soldier, not the female, who is assigned to combat duty.
"We have plenty of women in uniform,"
Broccoli told UNnews reporter Lotta Lyon.
"We need men."
Again with the whining, Jesus. The Army has hired a Madison Avenue advertising firm to develop the campaign. One of the executives associated with promotion, Edward Medea, says his company, Ads Inc., has a simple but effective strategy which he can summarize in two words: sex sells. Medea said, quote, "We're targeting men barely out of their teens, so obviously their hormones are our best hope of establishing command and control of their post-adolescent minds, such as they are. We plan to use sexy, scantily clad women, dressed, or rather half-dressed, in battle dress uniforms, or what used to be called fatigues. We are toying with various captions to such posters that equate military services with sex, and weapons with sex toys or genitals. The Army is very susceptible to Freudian interpretations," unquote. One poster shows a half-dressed female soldier straddling a foxhole. The caption on the poster says, quote, "Won't you join me inside?" Unquote. A third poster, directed at the transgender community, shows a transsexual soldier. Caught me by surprise with that one. The caption invites potential recruit to be all you can be in the Army, according to Broccoli. The Army will pay for male-to-female sex change surgery after a male recruit has spent 4 years on active duty. That's quite an incentive to a man who wants to be a woman. A poster displayed only in Greenwich Village, New York, the Castro District, San Francisco, Hillcrest, San Diego, and other locales with high percentages of gays in the population shows a handsome young soldier armed with a hairdryer rather than a pistol, drying his curly golden locks. The caption assures the viewer the Army isn't all about killing. These posters have been test-marketed in San Francisco and have increased the recruitment of young men despite the city's historically high homosexual population. Broccoli said,
"Even in a state known for its fruits and nuts, our numbers are up. The ads are working."
During a recent press conference, President George Bush said, quote, "As the war continues, America needs more cannon fodder. The cost of this campaign to recruit more male soldiers is extremely cost-effective, costing less on a per capita basis than coffins and funerals we finance to bury the dead," unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.